Welcome to Your Business Without Borders. It's time to simplify your business so you can scale up, make more, and work less. This podcast is for creatives, innovators, risk takers, and rule breakers who are ready to push through traditional boundaries, make a big impact, and have more fun and freedom on the road to success. Now, here's your host, Natasha Mitchell.
Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Your Business Without Borders podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Mitchell. I'm a business strategy and efficiency expert, and I help people move to six figures and beyond without all the stress and burnout. I'm a dual citizen of Australia and Canada. I love traveling, dancing, learning languages, and meeting new people. And my driving values are freedom and fun. So I'm so happy to have you here with me today on my introductory episode of Your Business Without Borders. I'm on a mission to help creative business owners break away from traditionally complex ways of running business and simplify it all so that you can stop the stress and burnout, grow your business with ease, make more money doing more of what you love, and actually work less. It's time to create a business that fuels you creatively and gives you the freedom and adventure you desire. In this podcast, we'll explore how people from all different backgrounds, different industries and careers are breaking away from tradition, innovating, taking risks, speaking up, and making the world a more interesting and happier place because of it. It's aimed at shaking up the status quo in business and life. If you're a creative thinker, an innovative entrepreneur, and want to simplify your business and live life on your own terms, having more freedom and making the world a little happier and more interesting, then you're in the right place. I'm going to be sharing how I've physically and metaphorically lived my life without borders, how I've overcome some pretty big challenges and made some bold moves and broken with tradition to get where I am today, and how I continue to challenge myself to walk the talk of creating a business that's simple and a business that support my goals of more freedom and fun, how I'm being comfortable making mistakes and being imperfect, and how I'm using my business to inspire and support other people to follow their own path. I'm also going to be talking to some of the most amazing and interesting people that I know and people that I meet on my travels that are breaking away from traditional business models and traditional ways of working. They're supporting causes they love, they're living with an abundant mindset and positive attitudes, and they're looking forward to the future where more can be achieved through collaboration and innovation. A lot of the content here will be focused on helping creative business owners to stop the stress and struggle, to stop working 24/7, and to get back to being creative, innovative, and having more financial and time freedom. But the messages here will be equally valuable if you're in a corporate job, or you're a mumpreneur, or you have a small side hustle, or even if you just got a kernel of an idea for your business and you want to look at life from a bit of a new perspective. Everyone is welcome here. In the first few episodes, I'm going to be sharing my journey from growing up in small town Australia, overcoming an illness that paralyzed me for over a year, traveling the globe, working with some of the biggest companies around the world, surviving 9/11, and eventually starting my own business. A few lessons that I've learned in my corporate and entrepreneurial life is that we overcomplicate most things, and that there's always a simpler way to do absolutely everything. There's more than one solution to every challenge. One size does not fit all, and rigid structures and boundaries can really stifle innovation. They can prevent creative thinking and personal development and growth. I've also learned that it takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go out on your own, to stand up for what you believe in, and be willing to step up as a leader. I want to thank you for joining me and being part of this discussion, and I'm excited to be part of bringing new ideas to light and life. I hope that you'll come back often and that you'll consider me as that slightly crazy friend that you always secretly wanted to be like, who inspires you to take risks, break a few rules, and follow your dreams. And most of all, I always have your back. And I want to hear from you. What are your challenges? What's holding you back? And how are you contributing in your own unique way to breaking through a few borders? The next two episodes of the podcast are already available for your listening pleasure, and you can hear there about my journey and why I've created a whole business approach that's based on simplifying business. and I'm already working on some amazing interviews with some of my favorite people. They're my clients and business collaborators. They're blazing trails in their industries, and they're really willing to be raw, vulnerable, and crazy innovative. I know you're going to enjoy listening to these stories as much as I've enjoyed doing the interviews. So go ahead and download episode 1 right now. It's my story of living a life without borders, and it might not be exactly what you expect. I'll see you in there. That's all for now. I'm Natasha Mitchell, and until next time, let's go break some rules and live your life and business without borders.
You've been listening to Your Business Without Borders with Natasha Mitchell. If you're ready to break some rules and create your business without borders, visit Natasha at inspireanddrive.com and download your free business blueprint or schedule a free business discovery session. You can also follow her on Instagram and Facebook at inspireanddrive. Come back soon for another episode of Your Business Without Borders. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review, download an episode, and subscribe. This helps us reach even more people.